Welcome, everyone, to Music Junkies, a podcast about people sharing extraordinary stories about how music has impacted their lives.
Right. Welcome, Amber, to Music Junkies. I'm excited to have you today.
Thank you for having me, Annette.
I'm so glad you came over and, like, did the crazy hour drive and in the rain. It's raining today.
It is. Yeah, I've done worse. It's all good. All good. It's nice to see you.
I know. It's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
Literally
like a year. How's COVID been?
You know what? Not bad. I've done a lot of self-discovery through COVID.
You have?
Yeah. That last big spiritual journey. And
really?
Yeah, it's been really awesome, actually. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I've used it as a way to grow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sure. Me too. I love hearing stories like that. So many people have kind of used COVID as a reason to be down and depressed.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's nice to hear.
I was determined to make this time about family, growing myself, growing my mentality.
Yeah.
Been like huge into meditation.
Yes, I have some stuff I'll send you.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
The law of attraction has been my best friend.
That's good.
And some amazing things are happening. So yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's exciting. I'm glad. I want to know kind of your reaction when I reached out to you and I was like, hey, I want to start this thing. I want you to be on this podcast. I've never did it before. What did you think?
Well, it was surprising for sure. I'm like, okay, am I that interesting to interview? One. Second, what are we going to talk about? Because I know that you're a pretty risque person. I'm like, oh, is this about business? What is this about? So, no, I was very intrigued. I felt special. And
good. I'm glad you felt special.
And it was actually, like, really cool to go through, like, my 10 favorite songs because I love music. I am the type of person that just gets lost in music that I love, and I really, like, think and dream, and I think of, like, memories. And so it was actually fun for me to put together
that
list.
Yeah. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
I always want to know how people's feelings are going through picking. It's hard to pick 10 songs. Like, if somebody asks me this, I don't know. Like, I would love to be on their podcast, but I don't know if I could pick 10 songs. Like, I love music so much that it would be a challenge. So I'm always like, your playlist is like, you know that saying, don't read a book by its cover?
Yeah.
When I saw your playlist, I was like, this is night and day.
I was thinking that you probably would think that about
like absolutely night and day.
Yeah.
I love it. I thought it was, yeah, I did. It was not what I was expecting at all. It threw me for a loop. I love getting these playlists too because there's always sometimes a song that I've never heard of before. And there is one on here that I'm excited to get to.
Oh, good.
That I've never heard before that I added to my playlist. But
okay.
I wanted to start off with something easy, right? I think everybody's heard this song. But I want to know one of the reasons why you added this to your playlist. So The Killers, which is crazy. So I did, you know, when I seen that song in your playlist, I was like, oh yeah, okay, totally Amber, for sure.
Yeah.
So
I love The Killers, love them. It's on my bucket list to go see them. We were in Vegas for a WFG trip a few years ago. It was actually when we went to Bonnie Home.
Oh, okay.
And I was walking through, I think it was MGM with Lissa. This doesn't have to deal with the actual story of the song. With Lissa, and I saw that The Killers were playing in Vegas, and I was like, oh my god, I would love to see The Killers. And she was like really surprised. She's like, you like The Killers? And I'm like, oh yeah, since like high school. But I love this song, and this song always fires me up because when I was in grade 12, a family member was in a relationship and got cheated on, and he shared with me how this song helped him cope and helped him deal with that really devastating breakup. And I just remember like feeling for him because he was a family member and I just like had like obviously a soft spot in my heart. But then I just really loved the song. And it was just one of those songs that like I'm like getting ready for the bar in my early 20s. We would play it. Like it was just, it will always be like my favorite song.
Really?
So yeah, I love The Killers. I love all their music. And yeah, it's kind of like it was one of those songs that once I realized how it like helped him get through that breakup, it just, I don't know, I just had like a appreciation for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does. And it's funny that you say that because I actually can't listen to that song because of that exact reason.
Interesting. Okay. Because
it brings up.
Oh, sorry for bringing that
no,
up.
No, it's totally fine. It's a long time ago. But I'm saying that's why, because like the lyrics, it's just like, oh my God, it's just like, is this what happened? Mm-hmm. Is this what happened? Is this what happened?
Right.
But you just put like such a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
So I love that you did that. So speaking of high school, what was your favorite band? Did you have a favorite band in high school?
So I love the Killers, Taking Back Sunday. My brother has a huge impact on my music taste in high school. So he was a musician, amazing guitar player. He had his own band, and he's 4 years older than me. So I always looked up to him. So I loved the music that he was always playing in the basement. And then, so I would like copy him, and at first it really annoyed the shit out of him. And then I think he just had an appreciation that I liked a lot of the music that he did.
Yeah.
Because then when he would drive me places and stuff, like, you know, I wasn't like complaining about his music. I loved it. So Taking Back Sunday, Motion City soundtrack is another one. I actually got to meet them at Warped Tour in Calgary.
Way before
I moved here, when I was like 18. Jimmy Eat World, The Used, Taking Back Sunday, Brand New. Those are what I listened to. So I listened to like punk music.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm going to be 34 next month. So I went to school like in the early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
before iPods. And I would ask, whenever I like liked music, I would beg my friend Mandy to make a CD for me so I could and my ears are actually like, my hearing is partially like forever affected. I can't hear that well because I blasted my music in my little Black Presidia.
Oh.
And my hearing is not great. And I play my music way too loud because of that. So just warning to teenagers, if they're on here, don't play your music that loud, because you'll be in your 30s and be like, what? What? So, yeah.
I had an Acadia hatchback, and I had a boombox in the back.
Oh, nice. A boombox. So you're a little bit older than me.
I'm a little bit older.
I had a CD player.
I had like Metallica blasting in the back, so it was just a little bit different. But yeah.
Yeah, Metallica was a little bit too hard for me. Like, I like punk music, mm-hmm. but, like, not, like, heavy metal.
Yeah.
Like, Marilyn Manson, Metallica, not my scene.
Yeah.
But
I liked everything. Punk. I remember this one time I woke up in the morning and my hatchback was broken out and somebody stole my stereo. And I was my God. The good thing is I hung around with criminals, so I just made, like, one phone call. And I was like, hey, if you run across a stereo, they're like, it's like, it's already here. I just bought it. So, you know, if you want to come pick it up. I was like, great. So
that was good,
right?
Yeah.
So you're at the karaoke bar, Amber. What? Yeah. You know, you're with a bunch of girlfriends. You're a couple bottles of wine in. You guys want to sing. You want to dance. What's your karaoke song?
Oh, that's a
or good what's one. Your what's the song that you wish that you could do really good at karaoke?
Probably Mr. Brightside. I would totally sing that. That song. I remember being in a spin class maybe 5 years ago, and one of the tracks was Mr. Brightside, and it just like fired me up to get through that track. I loved it. So yeah,
that's awesome.
That's probably my all-time favorite song.
So most of these songs I actually have never heard, so I'm actually pretty excited to go through them. So this next one I don't think I've ever heard before. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it. Heard You Need, Jimmy Eat World. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
This is probably one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life. Once again, heard it in high school from my brother. It's about his friend dying. And he goes, may angels lead you in. And he talks about his friend who passed away. And every time, like that song is just, I think about it playing at my funeral. It's so beautiful. If you actually like listen to the lyrics, like you kind of get lost in it. And you just think about a life that was lived and taken too soon. Hopefully I live a long life, right? But I have a thing now that whenever somebody passes away and it's posted about on social media, I will always say, may angels lead them in.
Oh,
it's
that's
just
nice.
It's just like my way of saying, like, may angels lead them in. And there's a little boy who I knew of in Regina who passed away this spring, who they found his body. I don't know how he passed away, but I knew him when he was a little boy, and it really, really affected me. And I just remember when I heard that he was found in Madge Lake in Saskatchewan, I played that on my Instagram, like, with this music.
Wow.
Just as, like, kind of, like, my way of, you know, like, paying my respects to him. So I associate that song with death, because death is inevitable. Everybody dies. We just don't know when. So it's kind of my way of, like, paying my respects is like saying that or like playing that song for that person if I know them or if I don't know them or if it's like a friend that I
yeah.
know. But it's a beautiful song. Like sometimes if I'm feeling down, I'll put it on just to be like, I don't know. It's, I'm just like I said, spirituality is huge for me. And so to know that like a spirit is with you and that you're never yeah. alone, that's just a song that I kind of associate with that.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. So, you know, obviously a pretty deep conversation. I don't, you'll eventually see all these playlists, but I did make a funeral playlist, right? Songs that you probably shouldn't play at a funeral.
Okay. Okay. I'm interested in what that is all about.
I feel like I am going to put this on there because it's a good one. There is some good ones that you know, there's some songs that you would hear on there,
right.
But for sure, I think when I heard that song, I was like, oh, that would be really good to add that to that playlist.
Yeah.
But a little bit, you know, so have you been to a lot of concerts? Like, what's your favorite concert that you've ever been to?
Yeah, so I've been to quite a few. Let me think. So I went to Warped Tour. That was really cool.
Who did you see there? Was it like Bouncing Souls? Like, who was?
So it was a long time ago. All I really remember is I think that Plain White Tees were there. I don't know if you, like, Hey There Delilah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Obviously, I'm off tune there. And Motion City Soundtrack was there.
Okay.
And Motion City Soundtrack, I don't have them on my top 10, but they're a pretty cool band too. And I remember like waiting in line and no word of, like, to meet them, no word of a lie, the security guard said the line ends here.
Oh no.
So I paid someone $20 at the beginning of the line and I still got to meet them because I was like, that.
Yeah.
I came all this way from Regina to Calgary. I'm going to meet Motion City Soundtrack. I'm like 18. So that they that was it. Another one, I saw Cher a couple years ago.
Oh,
she was pretty cool. Carrie Underwood, I've seen her three times. Love her. Love Carrie Underwood. She's amazing. I want to be her. just like look like her, body like her, success like her, money like her. Nothing like, big deal, right? I'm just trying to think. I haven't been to one in like a really long time. I do know that Jimmy Eat World, I was going to go to their concert, but it was during COVID. So they were coming to Calgary. I was super excited. I was like, the old 19 me was like getting excited as a 33-year-old. And I was going to buy tickets and then COVID hit and they had to cancel the tour. But I actually really love going to comedy shows.
Yeah.
That's like my thing. Which a lot of people don't really think of me as that, but I love.
They don't think you laugh.
Well, it's just like, I have a weird sense of humor. And if I find out that somebody has the same sense of humor as me, we become like instant friends because they get me and they get like my like stupid jokes and stuff. Where
who's your favorite comedian?
Well, I have quite a few. Like, I love David Spade, Dana Carvey, like the old like SNL, like when we were kids kind of thing. Love. Like, Dana Carvey has a podcast now. It's called Fantastic.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
It's so funny. And so that like relives my childhood. Amy Schumer's really good. I just, it's not
like anybody older, like, do you like Lisa Lampanelli? Have you ever heard any of her stuff?
Funny.
Just
like some of the Netflix ones, right? Like Dane Cook.
Yeah.
I saw Dane Cook once.
So did I.
Yeah. In Regina. That, he was always like one of my absolute favorites. Yeah. I don't think he's put anything out in a long time.
Vicious Circle.
Yeah.
Can you do the finger?
No.
I can't remember how it goes. Can't remember how it goes. It's like the shocker.
Yeah. So I can't, it's been so long. When you have kids, you don't really
do you don't concerts. Really do anything when you have kids, let's be honest.
Anymore. I saw Britney Spears when I was 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was 12, right? But I used to do concerts more when I was younger.
I have seen lots of comedy shows, and I've seen Lisa Lampanelli. I took some of my girlfriends there. I've never really been exposed to her before, and it was a lot. I love her, but like they're like, okay, this is totally in it. Like, this is
a lot. Well, I went to Amy Schumer a couple years ago when she came to Calgary. Lissa, Liza, and then her friend came with us, and that was awesome. But my husband and I, we went to see Rob Riggle in Vegas. You know who Rob Riggle is?
No.
He's the cop from The Hangover.
Oh, okay.
He's in everything. Like, if you like know who he is, he's always a supportive. He was in Step Brothers, which is also one of my favorite movies because it's so stupid, but it's hilarious. So we went to Rob Riggle's show, and he was roasting my husband, and that night we got engaged.
No way.
We ran into him on the strip, and we, like, met him. He was the nicest guy. We got a picture taken with him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Next song.
this.
Here we go. Yeah, this is a pretty powerful song, eh? Chasing Cars. What's your...
So I always loved this song, like always. Like, I'm a big Grey's Anatomy fan, and in 2006 I was in university. 2006 was a huge year for me because I went through like a massive, like, just changed my life, right? I left a boyfriend who I was like, had been with for 4 years. We weren't jiving. I was not in love with him whatsoever. I was like coming into my own. I was into my second year of university. This song came out. I met my husband, manifested him. Like, he's exactly what I was looking for. So I felt like 2006 was such a good year for me, and I loved that song. In 2014 was the very first time I had a death in my family. Like, I had been, like, I'd never had like a death in my family before that hit that close to home, and it was my uncle. And my uncle was like my second dad to me, and they played that song at his funeral. So I didn't know this, but I was 2 weeks pregnant with my first son when my uncle died. And I have this weird theory, right, that, and it's checked out for my kids, all of my nieces and nephews, that when a baby comes in, usually like a family member passes away.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just, and I've talked to psychics about this too, and they're like, yeah, that's actually pretty accurate. And I remember when I found out I was pregnant, I said, no matter if I have a girl or a boy, Bradley will be the middle name, because it's a middle name. So if it's Bradley, because that's my uncle's name, it'll just be spelled femininely. So 2016 comes around, and I'm just not doing so great in my life. My business wasn't doing well. I have a 1-year-old at home. My fitness is like, I'm basically like in the worst mindset, health I've ever been in my life. And I'm just like really like down and out, like getting chargebacks in our business. My business is just not doing well.
Yeah.
And I remember driving home from the office one night, and it was like 10 at night, and I'm like bawling because I'm just like, oh, just like having the biggest pity party. And that was when I used to listen to the radio, which I haven't listened to the radio in years, right? I just listened to like Spotify or podcasts.
Yeah.
And Chasing Cars came on. And I just felt like this overwhelming sense of calmness came over me. And I was like, okay, that's Uncle Brad. Like, that's a sign. Uncle Brad's with me. He's telling me everything's okay. So then my husband calls me and he's like, I need you to pick up milk for Jack. That's my oldest. He was just 1 year old at the time. So I'm like, oh, great. I have to go to Sobeys.
Of course.
Like, you know, an absolute disaster. So I clean myself up. I'm like, no, it's like 10:30 at night. I'm like, I'll be okay. So I go through Sobeys, and guess what song plays on the...
You can hear it again.
Chasing Cars. And I'm like, that's not a coincidence. That's my Uncle Brad telling me good things are coming. Get up, stop, like, feeling sorry for yourself. And that was a huge turning point in my business. I went to the Bonnie Home Retreat. I went from like, you know, 30 grand a year to 6 figures in a year, and just like completely changed my mindset, my health, my business, everything. But I associate that song with my Uncle Brad. And I just always feel like he's with me, and he's like just helping me, and he's guiding me. And he's kind of like my intuition in a way. So because that played at his funeral, another thing that I thought was funny was that this song came out in 2006, but that event happened in 2016.
Hmm.
So for me to hear it on the radio and on the stereo at Sobeys, like, that was just not a coincidence to me. So whenever I hear that song, it makes me think of Uncle Brad. And it's amazing when I will randomly hear it at the most random times, where it's like, I needed to know he was like there.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in coincidences. I think that everything happens for a reason. And
So that's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's probably one of my most powerful song stories out of this list. So.
So when you met your husband, what was your instant attraction to him?
So basically when I was 19, I wanted a good looking guy with a motorcycle who knew how to snowboard, right? But also came from a good family. That was important to me.
That's a tough go. That's a tough guy.
Especially in Regina.
Motorbike. Snowboarder and good family.
Yeah,
that's
so
three hard qualities to put together.
I was really coming into my own at 19. Like, I just felt like I was like really confident in my own skin. I was working at this bar that was a really popular place in Regina. I was making a lot of new friends, and I just felt like good about myself, but not in a cocky way, but just like, hey, like, you know what? Like, I'm 19. I think I'm gonna do okay in life, right? Like, I'm not worried about growing up and that kind of thing. And the more that I grew, the more he didn't, and he tried to, like, you know, my ex-boyfriend tried to like pull me down, and I was just, the more I was like, you know, like, stop, I don't want, I need you to control me. So I already knew that I needed to like get out of this relationship. And then my husband walks in with a mutual friend, and this mutual friend was like a real talkative guy. I wouldn't even call him a friend, he was just an acquaintance. And he was like talking up his friend, Scott, and Scott was so shy, he could barely like say anything to me. And they would come every single weekend to come see me, and then he gave me his number once. And so it took like weeks, yeah, right? I had to break up with the boyfriend, so I didn't like cheat on him, but I just knew like I clearly am...
Time to move on.
Yeah, I'm clearly like falling in love with this guy. We were like talking on MSN Messenger because text messages were too expensive to send back then, right?
Yeah.
2006, right? And I remember I didn't call him after he gave me his number. And I texted him that night and he said, I just said, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm going through a tough time in my life. I didn't really know what I was doing. And all he said was the best things in life you wait for. And I thought that was like really powerful because he never tried to like force anything on me ever. So broke up with my ex-boyfriend like instantly. And then we just started hanging out. And
have you seen Joe Rogan stand up?
No, but we should watch his podcast all the time.
That's you should watch one of those. So that's what your husband now, but back then he was just waiting for the right moment.
Yeah. No, I love Joe Rogan.
So what attracted you to him, right? Like when you looked at him, you were like, okay, love that. Would like to see that. That'd be cool.
I think a lot of it had to do with his shyness too. I don't love
when Are you more aggressive? Like, are you more of a hunter or a gatherer?
Oh, I'm for sure more of a hunter, but when people are overconfident in a cocky way, I don't jive well with those people because I feel like they're trying to make me feel lesser than.
Yeah.
And I hate the feeling of someone trying to make me feel lesser than, especially if they're what word am I thinking of? When they're not as confident. So if they don't have that much self-esteem, basically, if they're insecure.
Yeah.
And they're trying to like overcompensate. I just don't connect well with people like that. And I just found like he was really shy, but like in a very like sincere, kind way, right?
So that was a turn on for you.
Yeah, and he was like very attractive, incredibly attractive, but like not like, you know, like a lot of the guys in Regina who were very attractive and would talk about all the.
So now you go on your first date. How long did it take from first date to first sleeping together?
Oh, probably like month and a half, 2 months.
Wow.
He wasn't very. He didn't want to push it. So.
And you're supposed to be a hunter.
But everything happened perfectly, and we've been together for 15 years.
Any sex tapes?
No.
Oh, God. I was hoping. I could see some. Okay. All right, so powerful song. This is your favorite.
This is like my business. This is like my business anthem.
Yeah.
Because it's my girl, Carrie.
Yeah.
And
you guys could be potentially singing on stage together one day.
Yeah, right? If I could sing. And she's just like, how do I say this? She's just, this song fires me up. It's a good walking on stage song.
Yeah, here I am.
Yeah. The energy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I just believe in the song. Like, I'm a very consistent person with my workouts, with my business. It's just trying to become a better person and just better overall with my mindset. And I just believe that it's a great way of being like, hey, look, like people will try to take you down, but you can be the champion. And not necessarily like winning against other people, but like...
Winning against yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. That's who you got to compete with. Yeah. So I want to ask you, so if you all of a sudden became invisible and nobody could see you, what would be like the naughtiest thing that you would do?
I don't know. I'm not really like that.
You wouldn't go do any kind of weird things if you're invisible? You know, go stir up some stuff at the office.
Honestly, I'm not a shit disturber at all.
Nothing?
I probably would like, I don't know, maybe like go be a fly on the wall to see like some high level like business conversations and just to like to know what it'd be like to think.
Do you have any pet peeves?
When people drag their feet.
Oh, what do you mean? Like just when they're
like,
walking?
Yes. Oh, I listen, when people drag their feet, it drives me
I
feel like
not.
Yelling at people at Walmart, pick up your feet. Like,
I don't know if I've ever experienced that.
Oh,
before.
Now you will. Now you will. When
really?
I was 8, my best friend's mom was yelling at us because
like this?
Yeah, like people drag their feet.
Oh.
Like, they'll just drag them. They don't pick up their feet when they walk. Incredibly slow drivers. like it's 50. You don't have to go 30. Like,
yeah.
We're on the Deerfoot. You don't have to go 80. Like, yeah. You're actually, right? So that's kind of one. I think those are just kind of, like, to the... Going back to, like, I don't love the fake overconfidentness. If it's like to try to make someone feel less than so you can feel bigger, I don't love that. I instantly have a hard time connecting with somebody if I feel like they're trying
to
belittle me.
Immediately, if I run into a guy that is super cocky, I can't even control myself. I have to challenge them.
Right.
I have to, like, knock them down a few boards. I don't even know why I do this, but it's just like an instinct. I can't handle it. I'm like, no, this is what's going to happen to you in about 5 minutes. You're either going to cry or leave the situation. I don't know why. My girlfriend Autumn gives me a hard time about that all the time. She's like, no, but I've just never been like that. I've never been the type where I go out and expect men to buy me drinks or anything like that. I just hate that whole, I just don't like it. I'm just like, dude, I got my own drink. I can handle it.
Well, I'm just talking about, like, especially in our
Then they're all, like, right? On you and aggressive. And
I don't even mean in, like, a romantic sense, because I don't really see those anymore, just because I'm married. I don't go out, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's different. But I'm talking about, like, more like in a business sense where people are trying to, like, size you up and compete with you and kind of
We experience that a lot in our business for sure.
Yeah.
So have you ever been attracted to the same sex before?
No.
No? Wow.
No, I
usually women are. Like, I would have felt like you would have said me. I feel like we had this special connection.
I appreciate beauty in a woman, but not like a sexual attraction to them.
Okay, so we're totally not getting it on after the interview then. That's
sorry,
okay.
Dad.
That's okay.
You can cross or take that off your bucket list, it off, just delete it.
Okay, I've never heard this song, so this is an interesting song. So we went from, like, kind of funky slow to...
This is like a punk band.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it. It's interesting. What's your story behind that?
It's not even really a story. It's just I love this band.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like a song that I can get, like, lost in.
Yeah.
Like, driving and just kind of, like, think about stuff. And I just really love the song. Like, I love Taking Back Sunday. They're just, it brings up so many great memories. Just hanging out with my brother as a teenager and, like, listening to his music and trying to hang out with his friends and... You know, like, think that I was cooler because of that. And that was just, it just brings back memories of the band.
Yeah. And so is your brother still in a band now?
No, but he still plays music.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I love that.
He's going to teach my son how to play guitar.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. So he's a very good musician.
Yeah.
He's very talented. So it's cool to see him still, like, jam on his guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got lots of guitars and drums and,
So it sounds like you and your brother were really close.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite memory of you and your brother growing up?
That's a tough one. It's a really tough one because it was just me and him. And he's 4 years older than me. And I've always been really mature for my age. So I felt like I could be always on the same wavelength as him. But I think just, like, going on vacation with my family and just, like, having that, like, one-on-one time with him, especially when we were older... And, he's an amazing person. So
are you guys still really close now?
Yeah, we don't talk as much as, like, we could, but he lives in Regina, I live in Calgary.
Yeah.
But we have, like, some really funny inside jokes, and I'll call him in, like, a funny voice, and he knows exactly who it is because of our inside jokes. And he has the same sense of humor as me, and he likes the same comedy as me, so he'll see this comedy special and be like, you have to watch it, or I'll, like, send him podcasts and be like, you have to listen to this. So we have, like, that... unexplainable, like, we just get each other.
Yeah.
Where I don't think anybody else would, like, from the outside would be like, oh yeah. And he's incredibly funny. So, like, spending time with him is, like, hilarious because he's he's one of those people that he doesn't try and he's just funny.
That's good.
Like,
I love those kind of people.
Makes you laugh so hard.
So if you were to call him right now, what's your little voice that you use to call him?
Oh, I can't really do it. it's a secret.
So, Amber, if you could be any animal in the world, what animal would you be?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I probably, well, I like to think of myself as like a tiger or a lion in the fact that like I'm not like afraid of challenges and I just like go after it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't let fear get in the way like I used to. Right? Like I love a challenge and I love when people call me out too, because it's like they don't really realize that they've like woken the tiger in me,
yeah,
or like the bear in me. So I think tigers and lions are really badass, and like the lion's the king of the jungle, which is cool. But
yeah,
I just think in a way that I used to be a very scared, anxious person, and I don't resonate with that person anymore. So that would probably be.
Yeah. I'm going to make t-shirts that say, I'm a woman and I'm going to rule the fucking planet. That's nice. What I'm going to have on the back of the t-shirt. So.
Is that the animal you're going to be a woman?
Yeah, just a woman. Just going to be a woman. Any animal. Hey? Mm-hmm. Good band. Right? Mm-hmm. I know somebody else that loves this band a lot. Good old Blink-182. Yeah. I noticed, you know, obviously, like, a lot of punk. I noticed not a lot of old school punk, though.
No.
Right?
No. Like, what do you mean by old?
Like, Bouncing Souls, Vandals, stuff like that.
Yeah, no. And I think just because of my age, probably. Just, yeah. Like, this was popular when I was in high school. But I love Blink-182. That, like, Blink-182 is also my favorite band other than The Killers. Like,
yeah.
I would love to see Blink-182 in concert.
Yeah.
And I just think that was one of my favorite bands ever in high school. And my son, my 6-year-old, loves Blink-182.
Really, eh?
Loves it. Yeah, which is pretty cute.
Yeah, that is really cute. It's awesome. So, you're a beautiful girl, lady, woman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you ever had a stalker before?
No. Not a stalker. Just uncomfortable, like, people who maybe were interested in me, but, like, a guy I used to work with who really freaked me out. I've had a couple of those.
Let's hear a story.
One was back when I was like in university. I was basically, there was a guy that I used to work with who was like, was kind of like into me and was always very creepy in his demeanor, but I like never gave the sense that I was interested. And I just remember I had broken up with the old boyfriend who had, I've only ever had 3 boyfriends in my life.
Wow. Okay,
so Scott and I have been together since we were 19, and like that's perfect. Like I'm not the type of person that needs a lot of boyfriends to like experience life. I was very lucky to find my person.
Yeah, you're not experiencing life. You're just experiencing different sizes of penises. That's really all you're experiencing.
There you go. But I just remember like seeing him again and introducing my boyfriend to him, and who is now my husband, and he was like, it was almost like I put a dagger in his heart. Mm. It was really like, he was like, oh, would you do this to me? And like a look. And I was just like, so confused. Like I've never been interested. We barely even talked, but I just knew from like other people telling me like, you know, be careful. He's, you know, seems very
full,
like,
scary.
Yeah. And then another person that I worked with, in an office setting who I just found out had like a weird side business. So I'll just say that
Collecting your hair?
No, women would hire him to do, like, I guess, like, I don't know, S&M baby stuff. Like, I just kind of, like, heard about it. And he would make comments about me all the time. And I heard about it from a coworker after. And that just really, like, creeped me out, because it was, like, gross, gross comments that were completely unwarranted. And you know what I mean? And, like, he was twice my age. And, so things like that. But I never... I'm not the type of person that's, like, flirtatious, and that's probably the worst that it's ever been, but I thankfully never had a stalker.
That's good.
Thank God.
You're still so young, though. You're still so young for...
Please don't open the door to that. Don't tell the universe I need a stalker. I'm good.
Right, next song. My daughter absolutely loves this guy, and she's met him.
Oh, really?
She has. She went to his concert, and Machine Gun Kelly, and she designed a jacket, really cool jacket with studs all over it. And he picked her out of the crowd, and they hung out.
Cool.
And she took a whole bunch of photos.
Where?
And here in Calgary.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like three, four years ago.
Okay.
So yeah, she loves him.
Yeah.
So why do you like that song?
I really just like Machine Gun Kelly. And that song, I just remember downloading his new album, because when COVID first hit, my husband and I, we basically built a gym in our basement. So
yeah,
we both love Machine Gun Kelly. So we'd play it when we worked out. And then I remember in September, he had a new album that came out. So I just downloaded the album on my Spotify. And this was my favorite song out of the album. Because I think it's just like knowing that that person had like a special person in his life that believed in him when nobody else did. I just think is like powerful, right? Like when can I be that person for somebody else? Like believe in them. Like, this is completely off topic, but we live in a world where everybody just doubts you all the time, and it's so like dog eat dog, and you kind of have to be your own cheerleader.
Yeah, you really, really, truly do.
Yeah, and like, I mean, as a girl growing up in the 90s, where it was like your self-worth had everything to do with like how skinny you were, and you know what it was like. Like, the style back then was like you had to be 90 pounds, and I'm not naturally like a skinny person. I'm short. I have short legs. Like, I put on muscle easily, but I struggled with my weight. And always like, I always felt like as a younger person, I would attach like my weight with like my self-worth, which is like, I think a lot of women or girls have done that. And I don't have any daughters, but if I did, I would always talk about like, you know, just positive body image, which I think the world, it's so much better too. Like, you go shopping on Lululemon and it's not the size zero model anymore. It's all different shapes and sizes, which is awesome, because not everybody is size zero, a very small population is, right? So I just remember a short story. I had this professor. He was such a nice guy, and he actually taught personal finance, which is kind of funny in what we do. And I remember handing in my final exam, and it was my last final exam ever. So I was finishing my degree. It would have been April 2010. And I gave him my final exam. And he always really liked me. He was really nice to me. Like, not in a creepy way. He was just a great guy.
Yeah.
And I gave him my final exam, and I said, "Jim, this is my very last final." And he said, he grabbed my paper and he looked at me and he kind of like grabbed my arm and said, "Amber, there are people in this world that are going to tell you that you can't do things and that you're not good enough. Do not ever listen to them. There's a fire inside of you that you can do whatever you want. You are an incredible young woman, and put your mindset to something and you will achieve anything you want." And it didn't sound like it was like, oh, he said that to everybody. Like, I felt like he wanted to say that to me, and I kept those words with me forever. So I guess I kind of associate that song with like how important it is when somebody does believe in you to like harness that energy to like up your belief when it's low on yourself.
Yeah. And I think during this world that we live in right now, you know, I just don't think there's enough positive stuff out there.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I heard this interesting thing the other day, is that, you know, we don't even get to even express ourselves for who we are anymore. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you know, example, if you're not getting the shot, and if you're getting the shot and I'm not getting the shot, now we're not going to be friends,
right?
Because I'm not making the same decision as you.
Right.
And I literally just experienced that yesterday. And I just thought, this is the most craziest thing in the entire planet. Mm-hmm. We all have freedom to do whatever we choose to do with our bodies.
For sure.
So to not be friends with me because I'm making a decision of not to do the shot is like so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
So, and I feel like us as women do not get enough praise, recognition. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's very superficial. I feel like there's just this kind of borderline where.
I think I'm just always on the side of caution that my opinion is just neutral. Because when you have a neutral opinion, you can't offend other people.
That's right.
You're accepting, you're not judging, and you're just happier. Because if I'm like so adamant about something and I'm preaching,
like, and why be that way?
I'm putting a line in the sand.
Yeah.
And I'm basically saying to other people, if they're going to want to,
like, I do not like coffee. If you bring me coffee, we're going to have a problem.
Exactly.
Right. Like, when you, today, when you're like, "Can I bring you coffee?" And I yelled at you and I said, "Bitch, don't ever bring me coffee. I want tea."
And I almost didn't come over.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand people like that. All right, I know why you like this one, because it's a good one. That even looks like our boat on the thing. I am the fire. What an interesting song, hey?
Did that one surprise you about me?
It did a little bit, yeah, for sure.
Rob Bailey and the Hustle Standard is my secret, like, favorite
Like, nobody knows.
Well, I don't think people would associate it with them because it's, like, a lot of swearing. It's very intense. I love working out.
Yeah.
To Rob Bailey and the Hustle Standard, because it's all about, like, I don't care the limits that you put on me. I'm going to do it anyway. And that's kind of, like, my mantra in life, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just go after my goals and... I feel like kind of the more successful I'm becoming in my business, I have a bigger target on my back and people are kind of like talking about it, but I don't care because me succeeding just means that I'm going to have a better
life. Yeah, my success has nothing to do with your life.
Exactly. And so I love his attitude. And also, like, my husband and I are really into fitness. So Rob Bailey and his wife, Dana Lynn Bailey, are like huge in the fitness industry.
Yeah.
And I just love them as people. Like, they're just really real and they have YouTube, like, videos about their struggles and stuff, and they're just awesome.
Yeah. So, I love how you said that, because that's probably the one thing that I just don't like in business in general. Like, I like to compete and I am very competitive and I've had to learn to, like, compete, not compare.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's hard to be around that environment all the time. I find it like really draining. I find it very toxic. I find I can't handle fake people. I've always had a real struggle with that. So like the fake clapping and I struggle with that. So when I see people like that or feel not genuine, I'm not as conservative as you where you're just totally fine. I'm like very abrupt and abrasive and I'll be like, go fuck yourself, right? I just have to learn that part of me because it's so much emotion that I don't know how to...
Right.
Articulate it in like, please don't do that to me and walk away. I'll just smash your face in the ground.
And see, I just use my results to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't like, I'm kind of like this silent one, right? Like I kind of love when people are like, oh, I'm going to take you down on this. And it's like, yeah, like your little spurt of energy is great, but I have that energy every day.
Yeah.
And consistency always is.
That's right. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
It definitely is. I love that.
Yeah.
So what do you do to keep fit?
So I work out. I used to work out 6 days a week. And then I just found that I needed a change. I was just really tired. I was getting a lot busier in my business. And I just wanted to have, now that the weather was getting nicer. So I do weights 5 days a week. I try to get outside as much as I can. I got a new bike this year, which is like the first time I've gotten a bike since I was 12. So we have a lot of hills in our area.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of family bike rides. And
you have a big seat or a little seat?
What?
Like a banana seat?
No, just like a sport bike. But I have to get a small one because I'm really short. So I used to drive my sister-in-law's bike and she's like 6 inches taller than me and that was not fun. So now I have a bike that fits me and it's awesome. Like, so I try to get outside as much as I can because I also love like the vitamin D and just being with nature. It's very calming for me. And grounding, but I do like push pull legs. So like Mondays I do like push exercises, so like chest and triceps. Tuesdays I do pull, so like back and biceps and like shoulders. Wednesday I do legs, and then I do Thursday is a rest day, but outside. Friday and Saturday are full body, but like higher reps.
Yeah.
And then Sundays are like yoga, rest, or go outside for a walk or something.
Yeah. So outside of exercise, what else do you do to keep fit?
Like mentally fit, you mean?
Yeah, just in general, right? So if somebody came to you and said, Amber, I want to have your body, what would be three things that you would tell them that they need to start right away that has worked for you?
Increase protein uptake, for sure. Intake, I mean. That's huge. I do intermittent fasting, which really helped me lose weight, lose the baby weight. But then it's just easy for me, especially with our schedule. I love intermittent fasting because I wasn't a breakfast person anyway.
Yeah.
So for me to like not have to eat breakfast, but just like eat within a window of a day, that's super easy for me because then I can't eat before bed.
Yeah.
Which can be very easy to gain weight, right? So I think just kind of, and then you don't have to like be so cognizant of like tracking everything when you do intermittent fasting. It's a lot more liberal. And then lifting weights.
Yeah.
But meditating has really been a huge part, I think. As
that's
well, because I like visualize, like I actually really enjoy working out. Like it's become such a second nature habit to me that like if I miss a workout day, it's like my day is completely thrown off. So I don't even think twice about it. It's just part of my schedule. It's part of my day. And I like love listening to like Rob Bailey.
Getting you up in the morning.
Well, it gets me going, right? Like it's high energy. I think too, if you need high energy music. Like, don't listen to podcasts and audiobooks when you work out. You need music that's like screaming at you.
Like a meditation music.
Yeah, no, that's
just drop the weight on you. Fall asleep.
But I think too, like, you just gotta find a workout that you enjoy doing. Like, I love lifting weights because it just, I can tell I'm getting stronger. You can see that you're getting stronger. Yeah. Right? I love like the muscle definition that it gives me. I can eat more. If you lift weights, you can eat a lot more than if you just do cardio, right? Because your body's burning calories all day. And then, I don't know, I love spending time by myself. So I appreciate
I appreciate
that workout time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, five finger death punch. It was a little bit of a surprise for me, but I love it. I feel like a lot of your songs are like what my daughter listens to, so it's pretty awesome. It's a great song, though. So what is your story behind that song?
So Five Finger Death Punch. So those other bands that I told you about remind me of my brother.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch is something that my husband and I always listen to from like basically the beginning of our relationship.
Yeah.
And a month before we got engaged, so I was working at the bar. It was called O'Hanlon's in Regina. And it was kind of funny because O'Hanlon's is a different crowd, and I never really fit into that crowd. It was more of a hipster crowd, and I was more like, I guess you could say, like preppy, even though I listened to like a lot of punk music, but I didn't like dress the part. Like,
yeah.
I always had blonde hair and like lots of makeup, and that's just how I am. I love wearing makeup. I love dressing nice, and that's just kind of who I am, right? Not that I have a point to prove or like I'm doing it for
somebody else. No, just enjoy it.
I love dressing up. I just do. Just fun. And it just makes me feel pretty. And Five Finger Death Punch came into our bar. And nobody knew who they were. And I did. And I was like bartending upstairs. And I'm like, oh my God, you're Five Finger Death Punch. And you could tell he was like relieved because nobody cared. And everybody was so snobby. And I was like, oh my God, my husband, or I guess he was only my boyfriend at the time. My boyfriend, I love you. Like, you guys are amazing. Like, we love your music. He's like, are you coming to our show tomorrow night? And my husband had just broken his hand. He was a bouncer. So he wasn't even working. And I said, you know, we wanted to, but my husband broke his hand. So we were a little bit worried. Like, it's kind of a rough crowd, right? And he said, no, nonsense. What's your name? We'll put you on the guest list. You can hang out with us after. So we went to the concert, right? Like, we were on the guest list. We didn't have to pay. We got right up front. And then we met with him after. And he was so nice. His name's Ivan. So nice. So my husband loves Five Finger Death Punch, and he plays it all the time. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it just kind of reminds me of like when we first bought our house together, before we had kids, before we were married. Like, those were like really fun times, right? Before you had a lot of responsibilities, and we had just finished university, and so Five Finger Death Punch, I just love them.
That's awesome.
But probably is surprising for people to know that I love a band called Five Finger Death Punch, but they're very nice people.
So this is the last song, Amber, and this is the one that I was telling you about that I've never actually heard before.
This is a song you love.
I liked it. Ain't no fucks given. I love it. It's awesome. It's a great song. So do you work out to that song or what?
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's kind of like my life anthem.
So you couldn't really walk on stage and listen to that
song? No, you can't. You can't walk on stage. There is a censored version. It's not as good.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that you can, like, I like to visualize the next time I'm on stage a lot, and I find that it helps gain momentum for, like, me to do a phone zone or, like, do the building blocks of building my business. So when I listen to music like that, it, like, kind of gives me that sense of, like, okay, you can do this. You got this. Like, just know nothing's in your way. If it is, just sigh and, like, walk around it.
Yep.
Deal with your problems and just keep going. So.
Yeah.
I love Rob Bailey. He's just, his music is so good. For a bodybuilder to like have amazing workout music, like it's
impressive.
So good. Yeah.
It's impressive.
His music's amazing.
Well, thank you, Amber, so much for joining me today on Music Junkies. I appreciate you.
It
was super fun.
It was.
Hey, Junkies. Thanks for tuning in today. If you like it, obviously like it, right? If you want to subscribe. If you want to be a junkie, then get a hold of me on Instagram under music.junkies_. I'd love to have you on the show. Hope you have an awesome day.
Thanks for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the show. New episodes out every Monday. Please share with a friend and subscribe because you want to. And like me because you like me. Leave a comment so we can connect. And if you have a great playlist and you want to share, I'd love to have you on the show. Please reach out to me on Instagram at The Music Junkies Podcast.